This podcast episode is brought to you by AdventureGranCanaria.com, the go-to resource for expats, digital nomads, active travelers, and nature lovers. If you're planning to move to Gran Canaria, sign up for the mini course where I tell you how to quadruple your chance of finding a job, how to overcome homesickness by finding new peeps, and how to be confident in speaking Spanish in no time. Plus, I show you step by step how to get your first important paperwork done. And today's topic is 5 ridiculously comfortable ways to see Las Palmas de Gran Canaria without having to walk yourself. I can hear you. Please, not again. You're setting up this special Garfield look when your partner tells you she or he wants to stroll around, going shopping, doing sightseeing, getting to know your holiday destination. You know, the full tourist program that will let you come back home with a bunch of impressive photos and impressions. But what if the only thing you want to do is relax for a week or two at the beach? You didn't travel so far to run a marathon. What you want is sitting, sleeping, and relaxing, recharging the batteries from hard work and daily stress at home and your job, and not thinking too much. You prefer the closest beach to your hotel, dinner in your hotel, or at least in a close restaurant, just to keep distances as short as possible so you won't be forced to trade your flip-flops for hiking boots. Now, you have two choices. The first one will kill your holidays immediately. It's when the stubborn donkey inside you decides to fight for your ideas. Because if one of you feels forced to do something, or your partner holds you back from doing what you love, your mood will change from sunny holidays to drizzly weather, including some rumbling thunder here and there. You don't want to see a grumpy couple in your holiday photos. So it's probably not the cleverest idea to let your pride take over your humility. Here's the better alternative, where you still can relax and you don't need to walk that much. Most importantly, you'll make your partner happy, which results in him or her being grateful. And the next day, in return, you both will do something you like more. Cool? Now, there you have it. Wander around Las Palmas de Gran Canaria without having to walk yourself. Option 1, the romantic coach ride. Las Palmas de Gran Canaria isn't comparable with Vienna or Prague, not even close. But hey, we also have coaches driving around Santa Catalina Park and the Las Canteras area. Hop on at the harbor right next to the shopping center El Muelle, that's where the red buses stop, and discover the quarter like Sissi and Kaiser Franz would have done it. Don't forget to wave to the walking lower class. Here's a little hint: if you don't see a coach, wait there until one returns. And to be sure there is one on its way back, ask one of the taxi drivers right next to you. Option number 2, the plastic rickshaw tour. The most ecological way to drive around Las Palmas de Gran Canaria is by taking the pedicabs. The only one sweating here will be the poor guy in front of you. By the way, he'll be happy about a tip. And the driver will show you the must-see places in the city, starting with tours for 18 euros for 90 minutes. Option number 3, slide on 2 wheels through the city. A quite fun way to get through the city's jungle is a Segway tour. There are 7 different ones offered. No worries, you will get a crash course in holding your balance. Also, the tours are marked with different levels suitable for beginners to pros. Choose the one that fits best for you. Get to see the hotspots in Las Palmas de Gran Canaria that go beyond the Las Canteras beach, starting from 35 euros. Book the tour at segwaylpa.com. Option number 4, with the tuk-tuk through the city. Yep, that's right. One of the world's most famous urban transport vehicles, which origins in Italy, is also available in Gran Canaria. You can dash through the urban canyons in this auto rickshaw on six routes with stops at historical buildings, museums, the farmers markets and shopping centers. Catch the tuk-tuk on Sundays right next to Carrillo de Rita or call them on their mobile phone. The number is 605-244183. In case it's not showing up, just take a sunbath at Las Canteras Beach. Option number 5, the Giri Express. You could use the urban buses and taxis to reach all the interesting places in the capital, but it might be a bit stressful since you're not familiar with the local quirks. So the best solution is to try the old school red double-decker buses. They're waiting for you where the cruise ships stop. Hop on and hop off whenever and wherever you want. It's probably the most comfortable way to see downtown. You even get a bit of suntan when sitting on the open air top floor, and just in case, it might get a bit windy, so keep your bottom in the seat. Now you've got 5 fantastic ways to avoid a grumpy partner, and you both are happy sharing time together. One gets to see lots of interesting things during your holidays, while the other one can just put their feet up. Have something interesting to add to this list? Click the link below this podcast and just leave a comment.